it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Irie and Tristan. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Tristan, wake up! It's time to go! Said Irie. Irie and Tristan were both waking up. Well, I guess Irie had already woken up, but Tristan slept a little longer. Do you sometimes sleep long, or are you the first one to wake up in your family?
I kind of like to sleep a long time. And I think Tristan does too.
Well, Irie and Tristan, today was a big day for them. They were going crystal hunting. Have you ever found a crystal before? Yeah, it's those really cool rocks that are extra shiny. Sometimes they're black and shiny, or maybe they're clear, or they come in all different kinds of colors. But crystals are really fun to find, and they love to go exploring for crystals down by a river near their house. And today their family was going to spend the day by the river, which meant it was a crystal hunt day. All right, let's get all of our stuff, said Irie. I got the bucket and the net. Do you have everything else? Said Tristan. Yep, here it is. Irie and Tristan had all the gear that they needed to collect all the crystals. It's fun to sort through the sand and the rocks and all that stuff in the river, and then pick out all the different crystals along the way. And then they would bring them home and put them in their little crystal garden. Yeah, they had something in the backyard where they would put all their crystals in a special place, and that was called their crystal garden. Do you have one of those? Yeah, maybe today we could build one. Or maybe tomorrow. But crystal gardens are really fun to make. And as they finished their breakfast and gobbled it all up, it was their favorite, pancakes and waffles. Mmm, delicious. As they finished their breakfast and got in the car, their family drove to the river beach. It was not that long of a drive. And so on the way there, they listened to some stories in the car. Do you guys ever listen to stories in the car? Yeah, that's a really fun place to do that. It makes the car drives go way faster. As they arrived at the river, they jumped out and eagerly jumped and splashed right into the river. They both wore their swimsuits so that they could get nice and wet. It was a nice hot day, so it was fun to splash around in the river. But as they started to look for crystals, they found so many of many different colors. Wow, look at this one, said Tristan. Whoa, it was yellow with red spots. That's a really cool one. Ooh, look at this one. Irie pulled a whole handful of white and black crystals out of the water. They were beautiful. But then something amazing happened. Whoa, Tristan, check this one out. It was one that they've never seen before. It was almost like it was polished, super smooth, and super shiny. And it was like a rainbow. It had every color. Like if you held it in different directions in the sunlight, it changed to all different colors. It was amazing. And there was a second one. There were two of them, like right next to each other. And both of them picked up the crystals, and they each put one in each pocket. Tristan put it in his right pocket, and Irie put it in the left pocket. And all of a sudden, something crazy happened. They began to feel a little tingly on their body. And whoa, what's happening? And all of a sudden, they both had two wings pop out of their backs. Ah! What's going on? Shouted Tristan. They looked at each other and couldn't believe it. They had now turned into some kind of fairy. They were still normal size, but they had wings. This is so cool! Let's see if they work! They started to flap their wings, and immediately they flew right into the sky. Whoa! Irie and Tristan both could not believe it. I think these crystals were some kind of magical crystal that they had found in the river, and it turned them into some kind of fairy. Whoa, that is pretty cool. I've never found a crystal like that before. Help! Help! Irie and Tristan both heard somebody crying for help. Oh, let's go! Let's go help them! It was just further down the river and around a bend that this cry for help was coming from. And they flew down and started to shout, "Who needs help? Where are you?"
"I'm over here!"
The cry for help was coming from inside of a tree, like on a branch. It was a baby bird.
"Help! Help!"
Wait a second. Tristan, is that a bird that we're hearing and cry for help? Not only did this crystal give them wings that they could fly like a fairy, but it also gave them animal listening powers. They could now understand and talk to animals.
"Help me! I was trying to learn how to fly, but I don't know yet," said the baby bird. "And now I'm so scared and I'm stuck on this branch and I need to get down. Help!"
"Okay, we'll come help you." Tristan flew over, and Irie and Tristan both carefully brought the bird back down to the ground.
"Oh, thank you so much."
And the little bird hopped away. "Whoa, Irie, is this for real?" said Tristan. "I don't understand what happened, but I think these crystals have crazy powers. Not only can we fly, but we can also talk to animals." As they pulled the crystals out of their pockets, instantly the wings vanished. "Oh, look at that. When we put these in our pockets, that's when the powers turn on. We have to show our parents.
This is so cool."
They ran back over to where their family was at the river beach, and their families just could not even comprehend and understand what was going on. But as soon as they put those special crystals back in their pockets, the wings popped back out. This was just the beginning. You see, you've always heard me talk about the animal rescue team, right? Well, this was the day that Irie and Tristan officially joined the animal rescue team. This is a very important team that saves animals all around the world, and you always need a special power. Some can talk to animals. Some are extra brave, and others, like Irie and Tristan, I guess, can turn into some kind of flying fairy. But we just have to make sure that that crystal stays safe with them. We don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. Well, my friends, that is the end of the story, but the beginning of an amazing adventure of Irie and Tristan. The end. Wow, that was an awesome adventure, right? Man, I wish I could find some cool crystals like them. Well, since you listened all the way to the end, it's time for some more kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Finch from Austin, Texas, Avery from Toronto, Theo from Los Angeles, California, Fiona from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Sebastian and Naomi from Toronto, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, you guys have a super duper day. And we'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.